producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
It's Tuesday. Good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. The Bradford pear tree is in full effect right now. So I have the busy throat, so I apologize for that. Coming up in the second hour, we're going to contact a young man named Eric Utrecht. Now, Eric has been in the gun industry a long time. He worked with a company called Aries Gear. And they made and carried a bunch of really good high-speed stuff. And then he broke off on his own, and now he and his partner have a training school in Michigan. But right now he's on a bike. And he's riding that bike from Michigan to somewhere down on the southern border for the Brian Terry Foundation. And we're going to check in with him and find out why he's doing this. Because there's an interesting backstory to that. And we'll bring that up second hour. There's a notional idea out there that criminals use guns more often than people than own them use them at all, which is probably true because most people that use them for law-abiding purposes don't use them that often, unless they're competitive shooters or they shoot on a recreational basis. I have been saying for the longest time now that I believe there's over 100 million gun owners in the United States. And, but I haven't known what that figure is. And thanks to the Gallup poll and Pew Research Statistics, they're showing that 40% of today's U.S. population of 316 million own a firearm. That's 126 million gun owners. That's stupendous, except when I look at my podcast, totals, that means I'm reaching fewer of them than I thought. But that's okay, because I like the numbers. Now, when you look at that, the Department of Justice reports that there have been about 2.5 million violent victimizations that occurred in 5 years between 2005 and 2010. Which gives us an annualized number of approximately 417,000 a year. About 43,000 of these, a little more than 10%, 10.5%, involve a firearm of some type. That is a very minuscule, it's way too much, don't get me wrong, but that's a very minuscule number compared to the number of people that own guns. And it's only 10.4% of all violent crime. So, it's obviously not the guns that are the problem, because if that was the case, there would be no United States. Well, there would be a United States, but there'd be 126 million of us. And we'd all be criminals. Yeah. I don't know if they lump. I've never asked this question, but do they, and I don't know how they would actually get the numbers on this, but do they lump the criminals in with the regular gun-owning people? I don't think so. There is a there's a book out, and it's by Shooting Sports USA managing editor Chip Lohman. And what he's done is he takes this contentious debate over private gun ownership in America and moves it into the classroom, and it's called NRA: The Rest of the Story. Which the title is not indicative of what the book is about, but I'm going to try to find it. They have a little rendition where they have a bunch of tennis balls lined up in rows facing one tennis ball. All the tennis balls lined up in rows are blue. That represents the law-abiding gun ownership in the United States. And the one lone tennis ball, which is shown as a percentage of actual gun crime, is red. And it's facing a bunch of blue tennis balls. That's a lot of blue tennis balls. Oh, gosh. Right now, a lot of the mainstream media outlets are moving more, although you're not going to see as much of it right now because it's not trending. It should be trending because it might prevent something, but like, for example, CNN, they had a little ditty out there. The real gun problem is mental health, not the NRA. Now, that was a very important admission, because most of your mainstream media, every time something happens, if they're anti-gun, they blame the NRA, which is ludicrous. If there's 126 million gun owners in the United States, and the NRA has 5 million of them of members, what is their percentage that they actually represent the gun ownership in the United States? Any of us. Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment Foundation, NRA, take them, lump them together, you might have 6.5 million members all together. But some of the things that are coming out of it, out of this second look at things like mental health, are causing a lot of issues, like in California, AB 1014. AB 1014 is pre-crime. If somebody thinks you have a violent tendency, they can get a gun violence restraining order on you to, you know, you've never done any gun violence. You haven't done anything illegal yet. You're able to own a gun in California, which means you have to be just about squeaky clean. And then if they feel like you might be violent at some point later on in the future, they swoop in, take everything you got. 2 weeks to 21 days later, you may have your day in court. At that point, a judge will decide whether your constitutional rights have been denied. Probably not gonna. And he can extend that gun violence restraining order for 1 year, at which point you cannot own a gun, you cannot buy a gun, you cannot possess a gun, you can't handle a gun. I mean, you just can't do anything with a gun. You can't light your cigarettes with a gun-shaped lighter. This is not the way to go. We are not going to catch the active shooter that way. We're not going to catch the rampage killer. The rampage killer will exist underneath the radar, like most of these guys do. They are moving to a point. In a lot of cases, some of these guys have been medicated heavily with psychotropic drugs. They have lost certain things that you and I take for granted, like inhibitions. And they are operating right now. Some of them will not make it through the 5 steps that they have to go through in order to finally act upon their twisted fantasy. But going out in places like California and finding a guy saying, you know, a guy that sees a parking space get taken or something, and he says, man, I'd like to just beat that guy senseless, beat the mud out of him. And then he pulls down and finds another parking space, and then he and his wife separate 2 weeks later, and she says, he has a propensity for violence. That's not going to stop a rampage killer. These guys are, you know, they have adopted a lot of things like Ted Bundy-esque type of actions to make you think that they're just fine. Elliot Rogers was a very polite young man, wasn't he? Santa Barbara Sheriff's Department. So you're not going to catch him that way. Not by violating the rights of a bunch of people that may just simply say something that a lot of people say on a lot of occasions. You're going to have to identify them and catch them. But that's not the way to go about it. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
MaydayFoodSupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. One of the things I like is you can tell anti-gun groups are liars just with their opening statement. Because all of them will tell you, well, not all of them. Some of them are a little more candid. But like the Moms Demand Action. If you go to their website, if you check into them, on a regular basis, they will say, you'll see this statement in the About section of their website that proclaims that they support the Second Amendment, but we believe common sense solutions can help decrease the escalating epidemic of gun violence that kills too many of our children and loved ones every day. Now, first of all, there is no epidemic of gun violence. It is not airborne. It's just not airborne. It's not an airborne disease. It is going down. It's going down at a outrageous rate, really, because nothing has changed except right now, like in Chicago. Right now in Chicago, they have introduced concealed carry, and categories of crime are going down. And you got Jerry McCarthy out there, the superintendent of police, saying, well, this is a result of what we are doing. But they haven't changed anything that they're doing. The only thing that has changed has been the introduction of a concealed carrying citizen here and there. That's what's changed. And with the advent of concealed carry, which, for all the gun owners that are out there, the actual number of people that have concealed carry permits is minuscule, but it's still up there. You know, you're talking 12, 13 million. Crime started going down. And it's been going down. And it started going down in 1985 when it started in Florida, or 1987 or whenever they introduced their program. And other states jumped on board and started doing things along those lines. And crime has been going down. So, right there in the very beginning of their opening stanza, they've told you two lies. Right there. The epidemic of gun violence, and we support the Second Amendment. Okay. Outline to me how it is okay for people to have guns based upon the Moms Demand Action philosophy. Because despite their opening statement, they do nothing in support of you and I being armed and walking around. They characterize us as criminals in the making. They get out there and they pressure and extort certain businesses that will not come out like Kroger or Staples and say, forget about it. We're not interested in even talking to you, which seems to work despite their ad campaigns and everything else. Without everything that they do, they are wanting to restrict the places that you can carry a gun. And they characterize it by using pictures of people in a business in Texas where the only open carry out there available is with a rifle. These people are following the law. I would do it. It's ridiculous that you can carry an AR-15 in the open and not tuck in your shirt and carry a handgun in a holster. That's the height of stupidity. And legislatively, they're trying to work on it to get that to change, because I think most people would rather carry a handgun than an AR-15 in the open. It's very, you know, an AR-15, if you have to introduce that in the open, just toting it around, I mean, I did it for 7 years. With an M16, it does get in the way when you're eating and walking, if you want to sit in a vehicle. And I mean, it gets in the way. Handgun doesn't. They don't understand what shall not be infringed is. And please, don't come at me with the well-regulated militia clause, because regulated in that time meant trained and equipped. It didn't mean regulated as in regulations. The part of shall not be infringed, they do not understand. They don't understand any of it. So they don't really support the Second Amendment, do they? We could wait for some enterprising journalist to come along and ask the vacuous Shannon Watts to outline her vision of gun rights. But then I'm duty-bound to highlight the contradiction. Here's one of their Facebook postings. Guns and road rage in America. Last week, a 43-year-old Michigan dad driving to get his kids from school got out of his car to stoplight to ask a man erratically driving a pickup truck, do you have a problem? Without saying a word, the driver pulled out a gun and shot the man in the face at point-blank range, killing him. The driver pled not guilty and is expected to claim self-defense. Stand your ground laws in Michigan and other states feed into a mentality that encourages people to shoot first and ask questions later. Join us today to stop the gun lobby from passing more laws that endanger our family and our children. How is a mentality fed by any one piece of policy? How does that work? In Michigan, you have a law that strengthens a law-abiding citizen's right to counter a deadly threat like the one posed by the crazy man. Specifically, the law reads, an individual who's not or is not engaged in the commission of a crime at the time he or she uses deadly force may use deadly force against another individual anywhere he or she has a legal right to be, with no duty to retreat. If the individual honestly and reasonably believes the use of deadly force is necessary to prevent the imminent death, great bodily harm, or sexual assault of himself or another individual. This law does not create a shoot first and ask questions later mentality. How does it do it? That guy that shot that individual, if somebody, I've seen video, plenty of video. I've seen plenty of video, and you've seen plenty of video. Everybody's seen plenty of video where road rage escalates to something else. How do you know where it's going to go? I don't know what the shooter, I don't know what he was thinking, I don't know how old he was, I know he's the, that's what I know. I know his gender. And I'm also thinking the psychopathic homicidal maniac in question didn't have any questions to ask before he pulled the trigger on an innocent man, as they would put him. Now, notice that we don't know anything about either one's background or anything else. We don't know the context in which this happened. But what they do is they MDA and groups like them, they specialize in misdirection. The moms are hoplophobes, okay? They fear and hate guns. They don't want you to bear arms in Kroger or Target or Panera or Starbucks or your church or your child's school or in public buildings or anywhere else, anywhere at all. They would eliminate the Second Amendment in a heartbeat if they could. They're never going to admit that. Never going to admit that. And they also censor a lot of comments on their Facebook page and remove them. They're not even interested in having a conversation. They call for it, but as long it's going to be one-sided. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I'm going to go somewhere I don't normally go. Okay. And I'm going to do this because I don't like bullies. And I especially don't like bullies who exist on a lie. So let me set this up for you. The Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman incident. When George Zimmerman shot Trayvon Martin, that was in self-defense. Okay? And like a lot of people that get that out and bring it to bear, George Zimmerman was very, very lucky that he made it work. Let me expand upon that. George Zimmerman should never have gotten out of his truck. He should never have gone in that direction. The fact that he did it, that was not a good thing when it comes to trying to prove self-defense, because that makes you look like the instigator. And in fact, he was out there in his role with what he had. He was doing everything he needed to do until he got out of the car. And then when he got out of the car, he was headed back to the car when he got jumped on. But he wouldn't have gotten jumped on if he hadn't been out of the car. Right? We can play the what-if game every day, all day long if you want to. But that was justifiable self-defense when he shot and killed him. Since then, George Zimmerman has not been going along the route that I would myself go if I were in a similar situation. He recently was involved in a road rage incident that resulted with Zimmerman allegedly threatening another driver. The driver, who has not been identified, who did not press charges, said in a complaint filed September 9th that he stopped at a red light next to a truck. As he sat listening to music, he looked up and noticed that two men inside the truck were yelling at him, so he responded, and the conversation escalated into an argument. During the shouting match, the driver recognized one of the other men as George Zimmerman. When the light changed, the driver pulled away, and Zimmerman rolled up next to him and shouted, "Why are you pointing your finger at me? I will, expletive deleted, kill you. Do you know who I am?" The driver pulled into a Circle K gas station and called the police, but Zimmerman followed and continued the argument. The police did confirm that Zimmerman was there and had been in an argument, but the driver did not want to press charges. According to Officer Bianca Gillett, Public Information Officer for Lake Mary Police, without the complainant waiting to press charges, we have no grounds to pursue a criminal investigation. George Zimmerman is going to get himself killed. Okay? He's going to get himself killed because he believes that he is much more than he is. I don't know his background, but when you go to these classes, if you're a concealed carry permit holder and you go to a fighting pistol class with James Yeager, or go to Disruptive Pistol or Disruptive Environment with Travis Haley, or go to one of Chris Costa's numeric classes on fighting with a handgun, the first thing they're going to tell you is do not put yourself in a situation where you have to do it. When you get involved in a gunfight, a lot of things get thrown up in the air. Your training will have something to say about the outcome about it. The way you employ that training will have something to say about the outcome of it. But at the end of the day, having a gun and having been to a class is not a absolute guarantee that you're going to prevail. So what do those of us that train to do this, what do? We try to avoid situations like that because we actually know what can happen in these things, in affairs such as that. Zimmerman, I would have to guess, just based upon the fact that he seems to now have a chip on his shoulder and thinks he's a gunfighter, apparently he hasn't been to a class. He probably needs to go. He probably needs to go. Since his acquittal in July of 2013, Zimmerman has had a handful of run-ins with the law that include domestic abuse complaints filed by both his ex-wife and girlfriend and traffic violations. But he wants to remain in the limelight. He's also made headlines for his paintings. He wanted to have a boxing match between himself and rapper DMX. He did pull a family from a burning car, which that was a good thing to do. He was patrolling a gun store, and he lost a civil suit against NBC. George, you are not what you think you are. You are definitely not a gunfighter. Getting out there and thinking that anybody you go up against is going to die, you're really deluded. You are really deluded. I'm glad you don't live in my locale, because I often sit in my vehicle listening to music, and even if you were to ride up beside me, I'm not, when you get out there and say, "Do you know who I am?" I'll expletive deleted kill you. I'm not going to challenge you to a gunfight, but I'm going to laugh at you. But whatever you do, don't show me a pistol, because that's going to be your undoing. That will be your undoing. Why do I bring this up? What does this mean? Here's what it means. I look at the law-abiding populace that walks amongst the United States today, that carries guns, and I think of them like I would a Shaolin monk. And I've said this many times before. Today's concealed carriers, they are the modern-day pacifists because they find themselves in a lot of situations. They get in a lot of places where somebody says, "Hurry up and get out of the way so I can use the ATM. Or they get the horns blown at them, or they might get jostled walking around the street or anything. And they don't immediately go to the gun because they know that's not a solution for the problem that was just presented. As modern-day pacifists, a true pacifistic person, a true peace-loving person, has the ability to enforce that peace should the need arise. And that's the difference between a pacifist as the anti-gunners would have you. Well, look, ladies, if you're about to be raped, maybe you can urinate on yourself. You have your rape whistle. You could tell them that you're in your, you know, it's your time of the month. You can act crazy. You know, there's a lot of things you could do to prevent that rape. Whereas my solution for preventing a rape, if you can get it out after you've been tackled, stick the muzzle of your weapon into his middle region and proceed to pull the trigger. At your leisure. As many times as it takes to get him off of you. Now notice that that is actually probably a more realistic scenario to consider, that a woman will be on her back before she can make a move. If she can remain upright, all the better. But she has a choice between being a victim and being a defender in my scenario. In the other scenario, while she's blowing the rape whistle, she's still getting tackled. A rapist is not going to get up there and say, you have mental health issues? I'm not raping you. Really? Yeah, that is. So, my peace-loving approach, I love peace. I love being able to go into a coffee shop where they don't want me to carry my gun and order my feminine European-type coffee beverage and just sit there and appreciate it for what it is, which is tastes a little bit better than the K-cups I drink in the morning. I love that. But I also love the idea that that same place that serves those beverages that are so tasty and addictive, which has also been the object of many robberies in the United States throughout the Fruited Plain. I like the idea that if somebody comes in there and starts to threaten my fellow appreciating people of these beverages, that I can do something about it rather than stand back with my mouth open. I don't mind some mouths hanging open. I just want it to be the assailant's when, you know, he's looking down the drain pipe. When we get back, we're going to talk about the difference between feeling safe and being safe. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the fields is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I want to talk to you about the difference between feeling safe and being safe, okay? First, let's apply this to the hoplophobes. Now, the hoplophobes, which have the irrational fear of the gun existence, of the gun's mere existence, they don't want to see guns in places like Panera Bread and Starbucks because they have been taught, nay, indoctrinated in some, you know, knee-jerk Pavlovian method that the mere presence of a gun means danger. Unless, of course, you're wearing a badge and have a uniform. That's okay. But that's another story altogether. Now, right here, I have before me two different kinds of guns, and I'm holding them up to the camera right now. In my left hand, or the right hand of those watching on the various feeds, I have a Glock 26, which is a striker-fired pistol, which will only activate and fire a round if I put my finger in that trigger guard, which you will notice my finger is not. In my right hand, or on your left side, I have a STI 2011 45 caliber semi-automatic pistol with a double stack magazine. Now, this gun is different from the other gun because it has a couple of redundant features on it that make it safe. You'll notice the hammer is back on that. Yes, there is a round in the chamber, but the safety is on. Safety is up and in the locked position. Also, it has a grip safety, so this gun cannot go off inadvertently. I keep it in the safe exactly like this when I'm not carrying it. And lo and behold, the gun has never gone off by itself because it can't. So when people see guns, if they see them in a holster and the trigger guard is covered, those guns are safe. They're as safe in those holsters as they are in a police officer's holster. But some people don't feel safe when they're in the presence of it. Now, educators are taking a look at the difference between feeling safe and being safe, which is good. Rather than merely slapping up a gun-free school zone sign with truly earnest hopes and intentions that go with them, they're actually going to, some of them are actually paying attention to real threats and possible solutions. And that is good news and bad news. There's two parts of the good news. School shootings are very rare. The rampage shooter, the active shooter in schools who succeed in killing multiple students and or teachers is extremely rare. And some schools are actually allowing the teachers to arm themselves. That's the good news. The bad news is that they do occur, and they are going to occur in the future. And there's no reason why they can't occur at any school in the nation at any time. I'm sure the educators and parents of Sandy Hook, of Virginia Tech, of Columbine, surely thought, if they thought about it at all, that the odds of their school being targeted were astronomical. And they were right. And yet the odds fell against them. The odds will always fall against somebody at some time. Now, unfortunately, most of the educators and politicians and others focusing an enormous amount of brain power on the problem have almost universally ignored the most rational, affordable, and effective solution. It can not only stop an attack without casualties, it can even deter them. And that's armed teachers. Okay? Armed teachers in concert with, resource officers. Those two elements in place drastically reduces casualties, which is what we want to prevent, isn't it? We don't want children shot. We don't want teachers shot. We don't want administrators shot. In fact, you and me, we don't want anybody shot. Unfortunately, some of these places, rather than go for the effective response to an active shooter, which is other shooters shooting at him, they want to come up with a variety of schemes and gadgets, like ballistic blankets and bullet-resistant whiteboards or multi-step programs that end with hiding, or unarmed children gang-rushing armed killers. And this is where we get into the difference between feeling safe rather than being safe. Those ideas, like the bullet-resistant whiteboard, which is the craziest thing I've ever seen. I talked about this a while back. It is a whiteboard that they can use. It's small. It's not like they're not carrying around something that would be better fit on a wall. It actually looks like it's not as big as a riot shield the police employ, okay? It has two handles on it. It is bullet resistant, and when you if you're holding it up and you put your head behind it, your head and everything covered by the shield is behind a bullet resistant shield. However, the shortcoming to that is when you put it up in front of your face, you don't know where the shooter's going. All he has to do is take a few steps to the left or the right, and he's got you flanked. And the bullet resistant shields, how do you pass them around to his targets? Up, you're going to be shot at next, Sally. Here you go. That's not going to happen. These things happen so fast. Ballistic blankets. Running and hiding and throwing erasers at the shooter. That is feeling safe. And I don't know how it is feeling safe. If I went in, this is why I don't go into a gun-free zone. If they tell me, well, you can do this, that, or the other, I'm still not safe. In Iowa, a group of small-town teachers have a big idea called the sleeve. It's a device that slips over the closer arm of a door to prevent the arm from being opened from the outside. The idea is to buy time for teachers and students during a school shooting. Daniel Neitzel, the president of Finding Chance Solutions and middle school teachers, said he came up with the idea of the sleeve after realizing the tactics they were taught during active school shooters weren't effective. The officer acting as the shooter was able to get into the classroom and kill everyone inside. It's designed to be faster than tying a rope, a cord, or a belt around the closer arm, which is what teachers are taught in his school district. You're essentially tying the most important knot of your life. Okay. Wouldn't it make better sense, if you're not going to have armed teachers, to design a door that is reinforced around the doorknob, and then give these teachers these $19 emergency glass breaker gizmos that you see with the spring-loaded point that pops out and breaks windows, couldn't you then break a window and get the kids out of there? Because no matter what you do to the door, they're coming through it. They will come through it. If they want to come through that door will be breached. Give it enough time. Wouldn't that be a better idea than coming up with some cockamamie? You know, we know that the little emergency hammers break glass. Now, Sandy Hook had the passive defense systems, and all of the passive defense systems did exactly what they were designed to do. And they didn't slow him down at all. And depending on who you listen to, the police were there in 2 minutes or 3 minutes, or they might have been 10 minutes or whatever it was. But even 2 or 3 minutes, when you got a madman going from classroom to classroom and executing everybody he sees, 3 minutes is a long time. And then if you get there and actually enter the school, then you've got to go find him. Schools are pretty big. Wouldn't it make better sense just to let the teachers arm themselves? Let them do it on a voluntary basis. Don't rely on a sleeve that fits over a door closer arm. That's not even a half measure. I don't care how inexpensive they are. The question remains, what is the school prepared to do when and where an attack occurs to protect students and staff? Do they want to just feel safe, or do they want to be safe? Now, I'm lucky because my youngest child is 23. He's not in school anymore. I'm also lucky because my youngest child is a son and my middle child is a son, and they both carry a gun everywhere they go. Because I taught them to do that. And they are the modern-day Shaolin monks. These people behind the sleeve have the very best intentions, and I'm sure that they mean well. But the best active shooter scenario out there is the one where the active shooter is shot down in the hallway. Not where you've locked yourself into a room and you can't get out of it. Coming up next, Eric Utrecht. On the bike ride. We'll be right back.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
You know it's coming. The signs that you're starting to age. The wrinkles that weren't there before. Those sudden lines. But what if you could hold back those signs for years to come? That can happen with a proprietary new anti-aging complex that reinvents looking younger. It's like a delete button for your wrinkles. Our philosophy is simple. No wrinkles allowed. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or go to nowrinklesallowed.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.